really understand this whole Trinity thing. How can God be one God and three persons?
We can't totally understand it, but I can try to explain it a little more. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever asked questions about something and your mom or dad just told you you'll understand it when you're older? That's hardly a satisfying answer, but sometimes it's true. You just need to grow and mature to be able to understand it. It's kind of like that with the Trinity. We can't understand it now, but one day when we're with Jesus, we'll be able to understand so much more, including how God can be one God but three persons. For now, we accept it by faith. And that's what our story is about. It's entitled The Trinity Tree. Anya inhaled the rich scent of the woods. She loved these weekly hikes to various parks in Michigan with her homeschool group. Remy and Taylor, two of her best friends, ran around her. "Come on, Anya, race you to that dune." The three friends looked over the shimmering waters of Lake Michigan as they waited for the group to catch up. After a rest and snack on the beach, the homeschoolers headed back into the thick of the woods. Anya stopped suddenly and gasped, "Guys, look at this awesome tree!" This particular tree had a wide base that morphed into three separate trees 2 feet up. The kids all took turns standing in the middle of the three portions of the tree on its base. Remy, Taylor, and Anya could fit in the tree at the same time, and they each leaned back against their own section. "This tree reminds me of the Trinity," Anya said thoughtfully. "What's that?" Remy questioned. "Well, the word Trinity isn't in the Bible, but it means that God is one God with three persons, kind of like how this tree has three trunks." Anya shrugged. "At least that's the way I picture it. My mom says it's hard to understand the Trinity because our human minds can't totally grasp it." "I know about God the Father and Jesus the Son, but what's the third part of the Trinity?" asked Taylor. "The Holy Spirit," Anya answered. "Remember when Jesus went back to heaven after his resurrection? Before he went, he told his disciples and other people that he would leave his Spirit to be with them always and to comfort them and remind them of everything he said. Mom said when we belong to Jesus, his Spirit guides us through the truth of the Bible and helps us through hard times," Remy said. Taylor ran her fingers over the tree's bark. "This tree is one tree, but with three unified parts, just like how God is one God with three persons. It's always been a little mind-bending to me, but seeing this tree helps me understand," Anya noted. "Let's name it the Trinity Tree," Remy suggested with a grin. "Photo op," Taylor yelled as her mom aimed her phone camera at them. "Say, Trinitree." So what about you? Did you ever stop to consider how God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one God but three persons? In John 10, verse 30, Jesus says that he and God the Father are one. Jesus also promised his followers that God the Father would send them the Holy Spirit to help, comfort, and be with them forever. As God's children, we have access to a God who is our Father, the Son who died for our sins and rose again, and the Holy Spirit who helps us through each day. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 13:14.
"May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all."
And our key thought for Sunday, God is Father, Son, and Spirit. If you ever have a question about God or anything else, you can send them to me and I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, your question could be featured in the next Keys for Kids print devotional. Send your questions to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.